So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Avel that when you have two mitzvahs in front of you, and it's always harder when you choose good from evil, at least intellectually is easy. It's hard to do sometimes. Everyone knows if you have a choice of good and evil, you choose the good. When you have to make a choice between two good things, it's a lot harder. So the Rambam writes, when you have two good things in front of you, two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of nicham aveilam, the mitzvah of comforting the mourner, or the mitzvah of bikur cholim, or the mitzvah of visiting the sick, which one do you do first? So the Rambam writes, nicham aveilam kodem bikur cholim. The nicham aveilam takes precedence over bikur cholim. And the question is, why does nicham aveilam take precedence over bikur cholim? So the Rambam writes, is because you have a double chesed. When it comes to bikur cholim, it's only chesed emachai. You only do a chesed with the living. When you do nicham aveilam, not only do you do a chesed for the living, but it's a chesed emhameisim as well. In fact, that's how some explain. In my case, I had four mourners. I have a brother and two sisters. But let's say I was sitting alone. So the minhag is still, according to many, when you say hamakam, you say hamakam nachem eschem in the plural. So the question everyone asks, what do you mean eschem? It's only one person. So that's how people explain that. No, because it's kavod achai and kavod hameis. Not only are you being menachem avel for the chai, but also for the meis. In fact, where do we see the concept of nicham aveilam for the meisim? Everyone knows when the nicham aveilam, they certainly know it's for the chai, because that's who they're going to. But how do we know nicham aveilam for meisim? Where does that concept come from? So there's a Meiri writes at the end of Gemara Shabbos, the Gemara has a halacha that says, what someone dies without any aveilam? You die, you don't have any kids, you don't have any relatives, you don't have any of the seven relatives who are chayev to Mizabo. So what do? So the Gemara says, you get 10 men, you go to the house of the person who died, and you do nicham aveilam there. So what's that all about? So the Meiri writes, zuhi kvodo shalmeis. That's considered kavod hameis when you go to the house and you do nicham aveilam. So the Rambam writes, if you have nicham aveilam versus bikur cholim, so therefore nicham aveilam wins because that's a double chesed. Chesed amachai v'chesed amameis. However, there seems to be either an apparent contradiction in the Rambam, or he's against the Gemara, whichever way you want to learn it. The Gemara in Sukkah seems to give us a different story. The Gemara in Sukkah talks about Anshe Yushalayim, the Chassidim Yushalayim used to get up early, do a lot of things, and during Sukkot they used to shake the Lulavim. And of course, it says they were wearing tefillin. That's the Raya tefillin on Chol HaMoed. That's a separate shir. But then they put Lulavim, and then it says they did first Bikur Cholim, and then Nicham Aveilam. So Lakash says it's against what the Rambam said. The Rambam never learned Gemara Sukkah. So according to some Rishonim, they say they changed the Gersa. It's a mistake. They changed the Gersa to Nicham Aveilam, then Bikur Cholim. But the Rambam himself knew the Gemara because he quotes it in Hilchos, probably in Hilchos Sukkah, Hilchos Gulav. He writes, he quotes the Gemara, and he says, Bikur Cholim versus Nicham Aveilam. So there's an apparent contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Avel says first Nicham Aveilam and then Bikur Cholim. And in Hilchos Lulav, Hilchos Sukkah, based on the Gemara in Sukkah, he says first, no, they did Bikur Cholim and then Nicham Aveilam. So how do we reconcile the Rambam? So the Mefarshim explained as follows, with Zolti in the Mishnah Yavetz, that in general this halacha, let's say, we know normally when a person dies, you do kvura, and then usually shiva begins right away. However, what happens if someone dies on yantif? So someone dies on yantif, so of course you do the kvura, you know, chol hamoed. But the only time you really can't do a kvura is on Shabbos. on Mayikar Hadin HaGemara, on Yontif Rishon, you could do a Kfur Al Yidei Gai. And on Yontif Sheni, you could even do it Al Yidei Yisrael. The meaning is not to do it today. Ramosh's Tshuva about it's going to cause a lot of Chilosh Yontif by people who aren't supposed to be going. And Ramosh even says that maybe it's not even a Chiyuv today because today we have freezers and refrigerators, so therefore the whole reason is, you know, everyone agrees to Ramosha, but Ramosha even writes that perhaps you're not even allowed to do it today. But meaning among Hasidim and the Yekis, are they do it? Like in Washington Heights, they used to do, at least they probably still do, a Kfur on Yontif Sheni. It makes sense, like, let's say the Yekis, or let's say like Satmar, I know, do it. So in theory, they have more control over the Hasidim than the Stam. So therefore, if you assume the whole issue is not to cause Chilul Yontif, so don't make sure only the Chevra Kaddish is involved or the Kruvim. So either way, that's Talacha. But so if you die on Yontif or Chol HaMoed, so you do the Kfur on Chol HaMoed. However, the Shiva doesn't begin until after Yontif. Again, we even assume that Yontif Sheni counts as the first day of Avelus, even though you don't start sitting Shiva until the second day after. So the question is, there's a Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban in general, and the Rambam and the Rush in terms of when in a case where why don't you begin Avelus until after Yontif? Why? Because the Gemara tells us in Moed Katan that there is no Avelus on Yontif, because the mitzvah Simcha Derabim, the public mitzvah of Simcha's Yontif for the community, overrides your personal mitzvah of Avelus to Yachid. So that's why we assume there is no Avelus on Yontif. And the whole discussion in the Gemara, but for our purposes, so what does it mean there's no Avelus on Yontif? Because on Shabbos also there's no Avelus, but on Shabbos there's only no Avelus b'fahesia. There's no public mourning. But let's say on Shabbos, in my case also, it still was. I got up Shabbos morning, but Friday night was, besides going out, getting dressed, wearing shoes, but because that's Avelus b'fahesia. But the most practical difference was I couldn't learn, meaning I only could learn whatever I could learn as an Avel. Because one of the Surim of an Avel during Shiva, it's like Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is like Avelus. So therefore, I could only learn the Dvarim Haram. So then by Shabbos morning, then basically it's over. You know, no walking around. The minhag is after Shacharis, but technically speaking, I walk to shul, it's over. What's the nafkamina? Do I get an aliyah at Shacharis or not? So the minhag is that you don't. The minhag is you don't give an avil at the seventh, even though it's meikar adin, you can. I say, if I was the only, maybe perhaps I was the only levi around, or if you'd only... Well, if you're only Baal Kori, you could even learn during Shiva. So the laws of Avelus apply on Shabbos, but only Bitsina. So when we say no Avelus on Yontif, what does that mean? No Avelus at all? Or there's only no Avelus b'fahesia? So on Shabbos, everyone agrees there's private mourning, there's no public mourning. Regarding Yontif, that's a machlokas to Rambam and the Rush. The Rambam says no Avelus at all. On Yontif, you don't have Avelus. It's sin or b'fahesia, and according to the Rush, he says there's avelus b'tzina, there's no avelus b'fahesia. So that's the way Ashkenaz assume also, like the Rush. So what's in the Kuda? What's the issue here between the Rambam and the Rush? Whether no avelus at all? So Rav Salavezhi goes to explain this, because the question is, can you separate Shiva? Can you have Avelus without a Shiva? In other words, we know you don't start counting Shiva until after the Kfura, normally. But on Yontif, you don't start, even though you do the Kfura, but day one doesn't begin until after Yontif. So could you have a concept of Avelus without Shiva? So the Rama holds no. The fact that we don't begin, everyone agrees to the fact, we don't begin Shiva until after Yontif. So from here we see, obviously, there's no Avelus at all. And according to the Rush, no, you could still have Avelus Bitsina, you could still have, even though you're not counting Shiva until later, there is a concept of Avelus, like we have a similar concept by Aninus. Like, and that's also a question, let's say, from the time the person passes away, And so my father passed away on Shabbos. So on Shabbos there's no aninus. So therefore, in theory, I daven mincha, which I did, but I actually found out during the day. But let's say I couldn't daven ma'ariv. In fact, I didn't daven ma'ariv. And then basically also havdalah is after Shabbos. You really don't make havdalah, really strictly speaking, until Sunday. But you know, the different shittas. But once it became Saturday night, so you couldn't, you can't do anything, and you can't make brachas. You know, it's a funny feeling to have, not being able to do anything, except the purpose is to prepare for the kfura. You know, invite people, tell them about the kfura, prepare the eulogies. So the question is: are there any isuri avelis before the kfura? Because we know when does the kfura, everyone agrees, the Gemara says, when you bury, that's when the avelis begin. So it's a machlokas Rambam and the Ramban, and the nafkamin, it's about what you could do during this time. So the Rambam's opinion is isuri avelis don't begin until the kfura. So therefore, perhaps in theory, you could take, there's no isuri avelis before, maybe you could take showers, other things or not. But according to the Ramban and the Rush, the Isser Avelis begins right away. What do you mean right away? So, Avelis not allowed to leave the house. No, so it means everything that you have to do for Sarach HaMeis, you're permitted, but the Isser Avelis begins. So again, we see the Rambam, Lushitas, and you can't have Avelis without Shiva. Shiva doesn't begin until after the Kfura, so there's no concept of Avelis before. But according to the Ramban, like the Rush, no. Isser Avelis, you could separate the counting Shiva with the Isuri Avelis. So the kasha is, the Mishnah says in Moed Katan that you're allowed to do, you do Nicham Avelis on Shabbat and Yantif. There's a concept of Nicham Avelim. So the question is, I understand Shabbat, everyone agrees it's private mourning, but according to the Rush, I understand on Yantif you have private mourning, but according to the Rambam, how could you have Nicham Avelim on Yantif if there's no concept of Avelis on Yantif? So that's what Rav Zolti answered, that he says, no, so even the Rambam agrees, you don't have the typical Nicham Avelim for the Chai on Yantif. But what do you have? You only have the Kavod HaMeis, the Meiri was talking about at the end of the Gemara Shabbos, you only have the Nicham Avelim for the Meis on Yantif. Because according to the Rambam, you can't have classical Avelis. So that's how he that's how he reconciles the apparent contradiction. He says, the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, when he says, Nicham Avelim, Kodim Bikachol, he's talking about during the week, a regular day of Avelis. So that's Kavod Achaya and Kavod Amei. So when you have Kavod, so Nicham Avelim is both, it beats out Bikachol, which is only Kavod Achaya. But what's the Gemara talking about in Sukkah? We're talking about on Sukkot, on Yantif. There's no Avelis on Yantif. But according to the Rambam, there's no Avelis at all on Yantif. So clearly, on Yantif, the Rambam Shita is there's only Nicham Avelim for the Meis. There is no Nicham. So therefore, you have Bikachol, which is Kavod Achai. So generally, if it's just Kavod Achai versus Kavod Ameis, Kavod Achai wins. If you have Kavod Achai, the Nicham Avelim during the week has both aspects, so that wins. But on Yantif, there's no Nicham Avelim for the Chai. So when you have Kavod Achai versus Kavod Ameis, so Kavod Achai was, that's what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Lulav, Nicham Bikur Cholem Kodem Bikur Cholem Kodem Nicham Avelim. So normally you have both aspects, but that's how we reconcile the Rambam. And that's the Machokas in terms of you have to separate Shiva with Nehuge Avelis. Yeah.